Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a lot of gatekeeping being done by Steelers fans on our social media pages, who are calling out Steelers fans like me and Malzi and others who I know.
I'm delighted by the YouTube comments here.
They want the Steelers to lose on Sunday because we're hoping for change here.
Yeah.
And we don't want status quo and more of the same, and we think this could be an avenue to achieve that.
Our friends in the YouTube chat, like, there is a true...
It's a war being waged.
There's some angst. There's some people like M. Blythe saying, you know what, boys? This argument does suck me in. I want Tomlin gone. I do want a championship caliber team. So, yes, I now want the Steelers to lose. There's just...
Just lose, baby.
We're doing what I love, though, and we are getting the people, like, their stomachs in knots. They're listening. They want to agree with us, but they just can't quite get there.
Segment sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan beer of the month is Grisshouse Hazedelic Juice Grenade, and proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society. It's time for another riveting edition of Fair Game with Faribault. Excellent Steelers insider, social media star, Nick Faribault, joins us right now. Simple game. We ask him if a Steelers opinion is fair or not, and he explains why. This is not like a rapid-fire game, which you hear on Starkey Show all the time, which is very entertaining.
Especially when Joe gets mad at the people for taking more than two words for an answer.
We're asking Nick to give more lengthy answers.
Yes.
All right, Nick, let's start with this. Fair game to say, regardless of what happens down the stretch, there's a 100% chance Mike Tomlin is back in 2026 as Steelers head coach.
Hold on.
Chaz?
There we go.
Did you hear that, Nick?
Yeah, I got you guys now.
All right, let's have you answer it. Go ahead.
What was the question?
You didn't hear. Okay, it's fair game to say that no matter what happens this week, Tomlin is back.
No, I said...
And down the stretch.
Fair game to say, regardless of what happens the rest of the season...
Yeah, down the stretch here.
Mike Tomlin is 100% back next year as Steelers head coach.
Well, I don't think 100%. No, I would say it's unlikely that he is gone. I think he will return, but I don't think you can put it 100% because I do think there is a way of where things kind of unfold where you can see the kind of mutual breakup happening. I really think, though, and you've heard this probably multiple times, I really think they're not going to fire him. If he is not here next year, I think he's going to be the one to be like, hey, I'm ready to step away. And there would need to be a few things that need to happen. They would really need to collapse. I also think he's just going to be really excited about the advent of trying to get a quarterback this offseason. So I'm not expecting him to go anywhere. But I can't say it's 100% that he's going to be back. I think that would be foolish given where we're at right now.
All right, Nick, regardless of who the head coach is, fair game to say that Terrell Austin will not be the team's defensive coordinator when next season starts.
I think that's very fair to say. I don't think TA is going to be back. Listen, they're the highest paid defense in football. They're underperforming relative to expectations. Even if some of the guys and the talent have fallen off, they should still be better than they are. The schematics, the coaching have not been up to snuff. And listen, someone has to fall on the sword for it. So it's probably going to be him. And so I'm not expecting him to be back. And I'm expecting the Steelers to probably go externally for a new defensive coordinator.
Fair game to say that Pat Freiermuth is getting a raw deal.
Oh, absolutely. He's getting hosed. I think that would be the best way to say it. We're talking about a guy that whenever he's been getting opportunities this year has made plays. I think that's what people may be overlooking somewhat with him. I mean, they're not getting value out of the contract, but he's made plays. He could still get open. He's got good hands. Jonnu Smith has not separated from man coverage, is not as good of a blocker as Pat Freiermuth, and hasn't really done anything because the Steelers don't utilize him to his strength. So I don't really understand why Jonnu Smith continues to play over Pat Freiermuth.
Fair game to say, well, no, I'm not going to do that one because that would be pretty hard to figure out. I'm going to go with this direction instead. Is it fair game to say that the Ravens, despite being, I believe, a 6 or 6.5 point favorite, are actually gettable even for this Steelers team this weekend?
They absolutely are, but I mean, we said the Bears were gettable, the Bills are gettable. The Ravens are absolutely gettable. They are not the same Ravens team that the Steelers got blown out by last January. DeMar doesn't look the same. He's banged up. The defense has started to figure some things out, but then last week took a big step back. They're gettable in terms of their run game between the tackles. They don't have a great pass rush. They have a solid secondary, but Roquan's not the same player he once was either. The offensive line for them is fine, but not really that good. Daniel Falele is extremely bad over there at right guard. So there are gettable guys. There are gettable matchups for the Steelers in this matchup. They can win this football game, but given how they played, how can you have any confidence in that at all?
Fair game to think that Adam Thielen will get top three wide receiver snaps in this game, Nick.
Top three wide receiver snaps. I think he's going to get some snaps. Top three wide receiver snaps, I'm not sure. I think he's going to be top four. I'll give you that.
So less than Roman, less than Calvin, and less than DK.
Less than DK, I think. I actually, and there, this is going to be maybe the curveball. I think this is MVS week, guys. And
wow.
So I think MVS.
More exciting than Shark Week on Discovery Channel, man. Wow.
Yeah, right. You've been waiting for it for so long, and I think it's going to finally happen. Where MVS comes up. So I think MVS might get some playing time. Now, I don't know if that hurts, if that hurts Roman or Calvin more. I think probably Calvin, given Roman has been pretty good. The quarterbacks just can't get him the football. So, I mean, I think Thielen will be in that top four. And I think he'll play probably in, like, 12 personnel and spots where, like, Skowronek would usually play, but instead it'll be Thielen just because he's a better receiver. So I do think we're going to see a heavy dose of Thielen this week. But I also think we're going to see MVS.
Fair game.
That is a curveball. Thank you for that. That's a Burt Blyleven.
That's a 12-6er right there, Nick. Fair game to say that it's reasonable, that it's fair, I guess, to ask or expect that DK Metcalf, no matter how dysfunctional this offense is, does more of his own volition to start creating plays.
I mean, he can, but the other thing is he's getting open on some routes over the middle and the quarterbacks are turning them down. So I don't know what he should do there. I mean, you think about in Chicago, the kind of deep ball that Rudolph threw was just horrifically underthrown. He had to play basically defensive back on that play. Like, it's kind of hard, man. DK's getting doubled. I don't think he's separating at the same level he did in Seattle the past few years, but I also think quarterback play's been so putrid. They've really not been able to scheme him up away from the doubles. Really haven't tried, which is a whole other separate thing. So I will say this. I don't think he's been as good in some of his past years in Seattle, but I think he's being hung out to dry. He certainly, I think, is getting open enough to where there are plays on film you watch and you're like, why isn't he getting the football on this play?
Nick, fair to say that who was I just had in my brain and now just completely
Think about it for a second. Is it fair to say, in light of what you just said about Metcalf, that Rodgers is more problem than solution right now?
Go ahead.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. Rodgers is a significant problem. I mean, you look at his kind of tape, and he's holding onto the ball too long. He's creating some sacks. I think there was a crazy stat put out earlier this week that I saw. I believe it was by Derek Bell, that he has been pressured 77 times this year, and he has more sacks in those situations than completion under pressure. I mean, that's crazy. 20 sacks, I think, in 77 pressures. That's a lot of sacks. So that's something to think about. He's not throwing down the field at a high level. He's turning down throws in the middle of the field. Like, there's just, he can win with his mind still, and he's still got a quick release, and there's still positives, but he is hurting them significantly. If he holds onto the ball for more than 2.5 seconds, he basically is maybe the worst starting quarterback in football, I think,
wow,
by a lot of metrics. So It legitimately is that bad right now with Aaron Rodgers.
I'm happy that I forgot my question because that was a very good answer. Fair game to say that Will Howard will not sniff the field for the Steelers this season.
I'm not expecting that. I think it's pretty fair to think he won't be on the field. Now, listen, if things like fall apart and they're like 6-10 and the last Baltimore game doesn't matter at all and you just be like, hey, we just want to see what Will Howard is, I think that is fair. But I also am expecting the Steelers to pull off some Houdini stuff here and probably get to 9-8 or 8-9. And I think that last game will be meaningful. So I'm not expecting to see Will Howard.
All right, that leads us to the last question. Fair game to think that Mike Tomlin will pull the rabbit out of his hat and the Steelers will upset the Ravens on Sunday?
It's hard for me to pick them. I could totally see this. This is such a Mike Tomlin win. Everyone's talking about him leaving, firing him, back against the wall. They've never looked worse, and then all of a sudden they pull out, you know, a five turnover effort and win in Baltimore, and they're back in the division lead. I can totally see them winning this game. I'm not going to predict that though. They just look so putrid offensively. I actually think defensively they can probably slow down Derrick Henry. I think that they could probably frustrate Lamar. This offense has just been so bad, though. I mean, the last good game they had was one against a Bears team that was missing the top two corners, its top four linebackers, and then the Bengals. I just think that speaks volumes. This offense, I don't know if the offense scores 20 points. So I'll go Ravens 20-14. Honestly, I think it's going to be an absolute just slugfest. Ugly game.
I thought you were going to say something else that we would have had to dump, Nick. I thought you were just going to say a very colorful
term. No, he's a
radio
pro. He knows what he's doing here.
I thought for a second he was going to give in to intrusive thoughts and say, this game is going to suck bleep. Poop.
Yeah. I mean, it very well might do that, but that's kind of what I'm thinking is, you know, real slugfest. 20-14, punch him, duke him out, and the Steelers lose because of the
If the Steelers win the game, will Mike Tomlin's first statement be, man, I just love some AFC North ball if it's like that? That's AFC North ball, if they win in that situation.
Of course.
Yeah, he probably will, or he'll be like, you know, we just got out of the AFC North kitchen or something of that sort. You know, the attrition component was significant for us, and we overcame that. Or you can predict the Tomlin.
They smile
right?
in the face of adversity in Baltimore in a hostile environment. Thank you, Nick.
We cut our eyelids off. Yeah.
Enjoy the crab cakes. See ya. I'm not a huge crab guy. Yeah. Are you guys?
Yeah, I love crab cakes.
Chaz, you a big crab guy?
You ever had good crab bisque?
I told you guys I had crabs. And I thought that it jumped off the toilet seat, and that's how I got it.
Did you get a VD from a tractor like on Seinfeld, too?
Yeah. Anyways,
thought they jumped off the toilet.
That was what I
told yourself.
That was the conclusion I came to because of my amount of sexual activity at the time.
That is just so.
Wasn't exactly Wilt Chamberlain at that point in my life.
I don't want to participate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Anymore?
Really?
You can't answer a question about whether you like eating crabs? Yeah, fine, turn your microphone off.
No, but
then.
When you... I do like crab.
Thank you,
but
Charlie.
On a burger.
I'm sorry.
Crab meat on a burger is pretty good.
Wait, isn't that what they do for Steak Oscar is
yes,
crab meat so, on the steak?
Yeah, I guess
no,
I should
Charlie's
have made
thinking
a face
of more calling the
that.
Orkin man right now.
Do people get that reference? You don't care. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's get one call in here on whether or not people want the Steelers to lose on Sunday. Here's Brian and Collier. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
Good, good, good. Hey, I think you shouldn't be on a radio station called a fan because you're sure as hell not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan if you want them to lose this weekend.
So honestly. You're a big Mike Tomlin fan then?
Oh, huge. You look it up on AI. Over the last 10, 20, 30 years, we're in the top three teams in number of wins. And that's the only metric that counts. I realize the Super Bowl is what we all want.
You're right. They hang banners that say top 10 in wins over the last 30 years. That's what they give out trophies and hang banners for, Brian.
So, Brian, what grade would you get?
No, not just 30 years. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. That's called sustained excellence.
Is sustained excellence not winning a playoff game for 8 seasons, probably going on 9? Is that sustained excellence, Brian?
Winning is sustained excellence, and no, they have not been lucky in the playoffs.
Lucky?
Lucky, they've gotten
You're acting like they've gotten
games,
double
Brian.
Doinked on a field goal. They haven't been competitive, Brian.
Oh, for goodness sakes, the first snap of the Cleveland game went right over.
That's not bad luck. That's not bad luck. That's just sucking at football
Brian,
that game.
And then after that, they got.
Tell me that's bad.
Brian,
don't
and then.
Tell me that's not bad luck.
Okay,
tell
but Brian. Brian, fine, fine.
You're trolling. You're
Brian,
not serious.
That's fine. That's fine. It was one play. Then after that, they were down 28-0.
Okay. Okay. And I totally agree. They have not won in the playoffs. But this
there's nothing to agree or disagree about. It's a factual record.
Wait, hold on. Let him talk here. This is a team that's demonstrated what, my friend?
Consistently good football over a decade, which you. Oh. Haven't done anything good over decades, and you shouldn't be criticizing them. And if you're a damn fan that can't stand the way we do things, root for another team and get the hell out of here.
Wait a minute. So you don't think as a fan you have a right to criticize the team then? Is that what you're telling us?
No. Criticism is fine, but you people are media influencers, and you've been drumming this damn drum to get Tomlin out of town. And look what happened to Penn State. They got some leftover.
Not exactly. That's actually a topic we're going to get into next. Thank you, Brian.
We won the Marconi. We did something in the last 10 years.
I was going to say the Steelers would kill for this station's level of success.
Man,
so we've done more as a station in the last year than the Steelers have done in the last 12.
If Marconis were playoff wins in the last 8 years, it would be us.
I thought about
one Steelers.
I thought
none.
About playing that card, but I don't know. I don't think people.
I don't know. I don't know. Given the way the chat has almost uniformly on YouTube said, hey, Brian, shut the hell up. Hey, Brian, are you smelling somebody's dirty socks and then calling into the radio all high?
No doubt that over the last, pick a point, last 50 years, A-plus franchise. You know, they've sustained finishing above 500. It hasn't happened in 21 years. All right, that's a mark of being not a bad team. They're not a bad team. I've never said they're a bad team. They're a stale team and an average team that might be slightly above average. And if Brian and Collier, if that's good enough for him every year to be slightly above average, well, then call in and say, incorrigible things to us. I don't care. That's his right. I said at the beginning of this conversation, I'm not going to gatekeep fans. My opinion as a fan is, I'm sick of this, and I want them to lose on Sunday to see if it'll help get it over with. And a lot of people agree with me. Brian clearly does not. That's fine. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I got flummoxed there. Sorry.
My Brian, dad. Have you on tilt here? Or are you just still thinking about the fact that you admitted you had crabs publicly?
No, that's the second time I've said that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.